Giants had their six-game winning streak snapped on Tuesday. Back at it again on Wednesday, taking on the Tigers with Ty Block on the hill. We pick it up 2-0 San Francisco in the fourth. Brandon Belt facing Daniel Norris with two men on.
2-1. Swinging a ground ball up the middle and pass to diving Kinzer for a base hit. That's going to score Hundley, and Tomlinson gets over to third. He stayed off speed, but Belt put a good swing on a 3-0 Giants.
Well, that's two batters now that they got an extra swing when they should have been out. And that you can't put up with that. Cannot put up with that. Make a good pitch, they call a ball, then you make a pitch to get a base hit.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been out, Jim, but it changes the count from, instead of 2-1, 1-2.
Right,
and
exactly.
That changes the whole,
no question.
Whole at-bat.
No question.
You can expand it. The 1-1, swinging a line drive, base hit into right center. That's heading up the gap, and that might score two. It will. All the way to the scoreboard in right center field. Tomlinson in, Belt in, and all the way to third goes Hunter Pence. He drilled it up the right center field gap.
Ooh.
Two runs for the Giants, and a 5-0 lead here in the fourth inning.
It's the hardest hit ball in the game right there. No doubt about it, up the gap once you got to the auxiliary scoreboard, you knew another run was going to score, and he could end up on third base. That ball was tattooed.
This kind of start a lot from Daniel Norris this year.
Right. He started out
flashes
so good.
Flashes of brilliance.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
With the way he used a curveball early. First pitch strike for the first time this year to every one of the first, 12 batters in this game. It wasn't just the first time, to the order of the first 12 batters.
Yeah, that's record setting, really. It's hard for anybody to do that, by the way they pose the first.
Yes, I did see that.
We were on that one, right?
Bullpen added Mark Melanson this year as their closer. They spent a lot of money on him.
Yeah.
But it's just been so-so in terms of overall performance. The 2-1 pitch. Swinging the ground ball up the middle and into center field, a base hit. Cabrera and J.D. Martinez are right behind him. Didn't hit it hard. He squeezed it into center. Two runs for the Tigers. Now trail 5-2.
Three hits in a row. That's what you're looking for. And again, one hard hit. The other one was just hit in the right place. That's what you need against a soft tosser like this. You just knew they had to get to him sometime.
Now Garen Reddy. Upton waiting on another 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. He got him with a better cutter.
Sure was.
The Tigers send 9 men to the plate and score 4. Change the look of this game in a hurry. We head to the 8th inning in Detroit. It's now 5-4 Giants. The 2-1 to Kinzer. Swinging a line drive to right field, sinking. Hunter Pence will come in though and make the catch. Kinzer hit it on a line. Pence was perfectly positioned. And the Giants even up this series with a winning game 2. Tigers rally in the late innings comes up 1 run short. Our final score, the San Francisco Giants 5 and the Detroit Tigers 4.
The Giants win for the 7th time in 8 games as they nip the Tigers 5-4. Ty Block goes 6-plus innings, surrendering 3 runs. He gets the victory. The bullpen does the rest, tossing 3 scoreless frames. Sam Dyson notching his 3rd save. Hunter Pence finishes with 3 RBIs. The Tigers fall to the Giants. Manager Brad Osma spoke after.
The pitcher pitched pretty well, mixed up, had a good changeup, and we had a little trouble first time we'd seen him. But then we got something going. It felt, really in the 7th inning, I felt like we were going to make the full comeback, but we just didn't break through in the end.
What do you do with Daniel Norris, a guy who's been working hard, but it just hasn't been paying off for him the last 3 starts? He's allowed at least 5 earned runs in each of those.
Yeah, clearly we need better results than that for a number of reasons. It doesn't help us win games, but obviously it puts undue stress on the bullpen as well when they got to cover more innings. So now he did have a little bit of a groin issue. We'll have to address that as well.
It's interesting. First couple of innings, he looked really sharp, didn't he? Can you tell? Are you noticing? When did you notice that maybe it was starting to go south for him a little bit?
No, you didn't. It's not like there's a red flag that flies up. There's a walk and then a hit and then another hit, and all of a sudden it's, 2 runs in and a runner on second or something like that. So it's not, there's no omen.
There was a moment in the second where most people thought he had Wong struck out. The very next pitch, he singles, makes it 2-0. Could that have unnerved him a little bit? I know there was an opportunity to make up for it, but do you think that unnerved him at all?
I don't know if I'd say that. It'd probably be a better question for him.
It does seem like that's kind of his MO a little bit, though, at least early on. Is that just part of the growing, couple good innings and then something happens and he doesn't kind of look like the other 2 innings?
Well, I think that we've kind of been saying that's been the MO, and it has to, at some point, we've got to mature and get past it and find a way to calm ourselves and when the situation gets tough or tight, and you got to be able to get through it. And, you know, people that succeed this level as pitchers learn to get through it.
Is the groin issue something that might hold them back from another start?
I don't know. I couldn't even tell you at this point.
In the meantime, Warwick Softball continues to perform pretty well for you. What's the level of confidence in his ability?
He's been outstanding in his role, you know, in that kind of long relief, keep the game where it is, give us a chance to come back. He did it again today, gave us a chance to come back.
You had a couple of brilliant, I think, double plays out there, including the Castellanos at the end there. When you see your team play that type of defense, I mean, do you even sometimes look at it and go, wow, I mean, that's a special play, because some guys in the dugout seem to get energized by that, especially there in the eighth.
Yeah, that Knicks play was very tough. You know, he's got the runners moving on a 3-2 count. He's trying to field the ball, make the tag, and make a throw across the diamond all at once. So, and let's not underrate Miggy's pick on the other side.
The series against the Giants concludes on Thursday with Anibal Sanchez on the hill.